The whole of this little valley belonged to three brothers called Schwartz, Hans, and Gluck. Schwartz and Hans, the two elder brothers, were very ugly men with heavy eyebrows and small, dull eyes, which were always half shut so that you could not see into them, yet you always thought they saw very far into you. They lived by farming the Treasure Valley, and very good farmers they were. They killed everything that did not earn its food. They shot the blackbirds because they pecked the fruit. They poisoned the crickets for eating the crumbs in the kitchen, and killed the locusts, which used to sing all summer in the trees. They worked their servants without any wages till they would not work anymore, and then quarreled with them and turned them out of doors without paying them. They generally managed to keep their corn till it was very dear, and then sell it for twice its value. They had heaps of gold lying about on their floors, yet it was never known that they had given so much as a penny or a crust of bread to the poor. They never went to church, and were of so cruel and selfish a temper as to receive from everyone who knew them the nickname of the Black Brothers. The youngest brother, Gluck, was completely opposite in both appearance and character to his brothers. He was not above 12 years old, fair, blue-eyed, and kind to every living thing. He did not, of course, agree very well with his brothers, or rather, they did not agree with him. When there was any meat to roast, Gluck was usually given the task of watching it, and it was not often they had meat, for the brothers were just about as stingy with themselves as they were with other people. At other times he cleaned the shoes, the floors, and sometimes the plates. Things went on in this manner for a long time. At last came a very wet summer, and everything went wrong in the country around. The hay had hardly been got in when the haystacks were floated bodily down to the sea by a flood. The vines were cut to pieces with a hail, and the corn was all rotted. Only in the Treasure Valley all was safe. As it had rain when there was rain nowhere else, so it had sun when there was sun nowhere else. Everybody came to buy corn at the farm, and went away pouring curses on the Black Brothers, who made them pay a terrible price. Some of the poor people, who could only beg, starved at their very door.